Former US President Donald Trump is hunkering down in Florida amid widespread speculation he is just days away from arrest. It follows an investigation into a hush payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. If arrested, Trump would be the first US president to face criminal charges. This afternoon, I spoke with CNN's Washington correspondent Kristen Holmes and asked her if that was likely.
Nothing is 100%, but it does seem increasingly likely. There are a lot of signs that the grand jury is planning to vote for an indictment. They invited the former president to come and talk before the grand jury, which is something that they do usually when they are wrapping up, and there are plans to indict. It also just has been seemingly through the tea leaves of their timing and how they have been acting, to be honest. And so it does seem increasingly likely. And I will tell you that I spoke to a number of sources who are very close with the former president who all believe that this is coming and say that the former president himself is anticipating this.
So if it doesn't happen in the timeline that Donald Trump has made public, what can we expect to see in the next few days? How will it play out?
Well, we really don't know because all of this process is secret. So already it hasn't played out in the way that Donald Trump said it would. He posted over the weekend that he was going to be arrested on Tuesday, which is obviously today, and that didn't happen. And by the way, the grand jury did not meet today. And on top of that, we talked to aides and advisors right after he posted that that was going to happen, who said that they had no indication from the grand jury or from the district attorney's office that this was going to happen on this day. It was something that had been speculated widely. It had been in media reports, and Donald Trump picked up on that and then put it out there. So obviously it's not going to happen on his timeline anyway. Now, when it comes to what the actual timeline is, right now, a lot of this is just speculation. We can't even say if they have finished seeing witnesses. You know, there was a point last week when it had started to speculate. People had started to speculate. You started to see reports that the grand jury was finished. And then, as we know, a witness on behalf of the defense showed up on Monday. And this was somebody who attacked Michael Cohen's character, Michael Cohen, the former lawyer of Donald Trump, who spoke out in this case. So we're really not sure what exactly the timeline looks like. We know the days the grand jury meets, but it is unclear if they're done, if this witness who appeared on Monday is going to lead to other witnesses before the grand jury. It's just very unknown, and this is a very secretive process. And unlike some of these other secretive processes that happen, particularly what we've seen in Washington, D.C., there are not a lot of people leaking this information. So it is a lot of reading the tea leaves and trying to talk to people who are tangentially involved in this case.
So what would Donald Trump's motivations be in putting this all out in the public arena and making the allegation that they were coming for him?
Well, I think that some of this comes from the fact that Donald Trump likes to stir the pot. We know that some of his aides and advisors believe that this will help him politically. Also part of this in the idea that he is kind of resigned himself to believe that this is going to happen. So unclear why he would do this, but this is something that Donald Trump is known for, which is, you know, kind of spinning people up and creating this spectacle. And from the aides and advisors I've talked to, that has been one of his ways of dealing with this potential indictment, is by spinning people up and talking about creating this sort of media spectacle.
Help us understand how the American system works here. If he is arrested, will he be paraded in front of the media? Can we expect to see him standing in court?
So what happens at a trial, we're not really there yet. We're just at the part of getting him, well, first of all, we're not even at the part of him being indicted, but let's say that that does happen. We are not sure exactly what it would look like. You have to remember, this is completely unprecedented. We have a former United States president who would be indicted. That has never happened before. The other thing to think of is like the kind of security that goes into moving a former president is completely different than any high profile guest that the grand jury has ever seen. They have their own detail. Trump has his own Secret Service detail that has to work with the law enforcement on the ground to figure out how to get him in and out of the city. So there's a huge logistical complication to this. We cannot even start to go down the path of what a trial would look like, but just in terms of what would happen if this indictment is issued, likely they would give him a couple of days to self-surrender. They would then, he and his team, or and he and his lawyers, would fly to New York and go through the courthouse. It's unclear what media access would be, but generally speaking, that would be him paraded in front of a line of cameras.
And that's CNN's Kristen Holmes there.